This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Genucy.
Welcome to our continued coverage of CUNA Lending Council's conference here in San Diego, California. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Steve Castagna from Acuvo. Steve, how are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome to the studio lounge.
Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. You're welcome. How's the conference? I know we're only through maybe day one and a half.
A little early,
maybe. But how's it going
good.
For you? What's the buzz? Any buzz in the hallways or anything like that that you're hearing?
A lot of talk about what's going on with the economy.
Yes.
But it's going really well.
Good.
Good traffic. Lots of people here this time. So
yeah.
Good show, as always.
Yeah, it's very crowded. I was in there last night and then this morning, like, whoa, there's a lot of people here.
There are.
For good reason, because lending's top of mind
these days.
So that's what we're all here for. But you guys do, like, I was kind of reading your background, so cloud-based collections platform. So tell us a little bit about Acuvo. Give you guys a quick plug.
Sure. So we're a new company, about 2 years. We've been working on the platform for collections, as you mentioned. And it's a modern technology. So it's everything in the cloud. It's your platform.
Good.
And what we're really trying to do is make sure on the collection side, we're going more proactive. So we're given the tools when it comes to the models, the data, AI, machine learning, everything that you need to be more proactive in your collection efforts versus the 15, 20, 30-day type process that everybody's been using for years, which is good, but we want to make sure the tools and the systems are available for you to make more proactive decisions.
Gotcha. And when you say proactive, what does that mean? Is it kind of getting ahead of the problem first and alerting the member, hey, there might be some rough waters
ahead? Maybe even before the delinquency actually starts.
Really? Okay.
Giving the information where you can start engaging them and getting that conversation going so it's less about, all right, that's already happened, now you're in trouble, how can we get in front of it sooner? Give you the tools to get you in front of it sooner.
Which I think the member would greatly appreciate. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, anybody in that situation, gosh, if my financial institution, a credit union in this case, came to me and said, hey, we see some red flags on the horizon here. Let's see if we can help you out before things get bad.
And then even after when things do get bad, it's really making sure that the technology, the platform, gives you a lot more tools available to you to make sure that the process is, I don't want to say automated, but more consistent, so you can work those bankruptcies, repossessions, frauds, those things in a much more efficient way.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to ask you, hey, can you give me an example of like what happened there? So bankruptcies, that type of stuff? Yeah.
And it's a lot of the integration. So there's a lot of tools that are out there, like Pacer, that we're going to do real-time integration to. On the repossession side, making sure that we're connected to all the remarketing firms. So it's an interesting way of making sure that we can give a system that is just more modern and connected to where everybody's using systems today.
Yeah.
So it's not disparate.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that's a really good thing for sure. So especially when there's so much out there, I mean, it can get really complicated really quickly.
Exactly. You got to simplify, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And to provide that great service. So what are you guys seeing on the horizon? What type of trends or issues that you think that credit unions should be aware of, especially in your area of expertise?
Well, we're all seeing it. Some people are talking about it. Some are not. Some are saying it's not there yet, but delinquency is starting to rise.
That's what I've heard too.
And definitely with the Fed, the moves that they're making just recently as of yesterday, things are starting to slow. So we're trying to get people to be more, you know, thoughtful of it. Let's make sure your technology stack for collections is up to date and ready to go for the times that are about to come towards us all, right? And that's just the biggest thing, trying to make sure people are aware of it and talking about it.
Yeah, because we kept waiting for it.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, everyone's like, okay, when's the delinquency, when's the collections tidal wave going to hit? And it never hit.
It didn't. All that stimulus was there.
All the stimulus, It kept that tidal wave at bay, so to speak. But all of a sudden, we're in the frying pan, out of the frying pan, into the fire.
Exactly.
And now it looks like it might come in 2023, right?
2023. And then 24, you know, who knows, but it's definitely starting. We're seeing it on different parts, all the coasts. And throughout the United States, really, except for a couple of regions, we're seeing the delinquency starting to rise.
Interesting. Interesting news, yes.
I know, it's tough times.
I know, yeah.
And I hate to say that's kind of the things that, you know, people need collection systems when you get in these tough times, but it's the fact.
It's a reality check, for sure. It's hard to talk about, but it's a reality.
Correct.
So you have to address it.
You have to prepare, right? You got to prepare.
Yeah, this is one thing you don't want to push under the rug, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. And we were at a lending conference, so people are talking about loans and talking about what do they need to do with lending. And you can hear the conversation starting to be, protect myself with my risk modeling, and how do I want to make sure that I'm not putting myself in a bad spot in a year or two. And then we really just make sure that we handle those things are still going to happen at times. So how do you have a system to make sure you can help yourself when it does occur?
Yeah, you want that whole thing, that whole process to be as efficient as possible, and with the empathy and along the lines that we all learned a couple of years ago.
So, yeah, exactly.
Good stuff. Steve, anything else here to add?
No. Thanks for having with me. I appreciate it. Big fan.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you. Appreciate you watching. Appreciate you coming in here and sitting down and sharing with us the latest trends and issues going on in the industry
now.
Perfect.
So,
good stuff.
Thanks again.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNY Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Janusy.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.